This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. In a statement, Pompeo said that Russia and China's actions were shameful and pledged that the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphan to receive the aid they need. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the conflict that began there in 2011. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people were killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 36 people were injured in the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have died. 57 government and loyalist forces have also been killed, including 7 killed Saturday in a car bombing by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group, a former al-Qaeda affiliate. Also Saturday, nearly simultaneous attacks hit 3 government-run oil and gas installations in Homs in central Syria. No one has claimed responsibility. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy and sentenced him to death for allegedly spreading anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz had been held for 6 years awaiting trial after he was arrested in 2013 for allegedly displaying blasphemous content while a visiting lecturer in the city of Multan. His defense attorney said the conviction was baseless and the verdict would be appealed. This